is Al Simpson. This country has again become seriously dependent on foreign oil. We need a comprehensive national energy policy. Right, Ted? Ted Kennedy and I will face off in just a moment. Ted, the call continually goes out for a national energy policy, but you and your fellow liberals usually turn a deaf ear. OPEC is now flooding the world with oil, and it's cheaper for America to import oil than to rely on our own domestic supplies. Our dependence on foreign oil is now at a record high of 46% of consumption. Our domestic oil and gas industry has been forced to shut in producing wells. Jobs have been lost. Those oil imports ratchet our trade deficit ever higher. And consider the real threat to our national security should imports be suddenly cut off by global events out of our control. A national energy policy is critically essential. Why can't you get on board, Ted?
Nice words, Al, but no specifics. Granted, the oil industry and the oil states have problems with plunging prices, but the answer you favor is nothing but a big ripoff for big oil. You want OPEC to keep prices high so U.S. oil producers can bask in windfall profits. Congress had the good sense to reject that unsatisfactory policy in the 1970s, and we ought to do the same in the 1980s. There are realistic ways to deal with our energy problems without clobbering consumers with high prices. The best idea is still energy conservation, ending waste and developing more energy-efficient products and ways of doing business. We've done well on that in the past decade, Al. We've kept the economy growing, and we've leveled off our consumption of energy by using successful conservation measures. So go back to your drawing board, Al, and next time, don't let big oil dictate Big Al's energy policy. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.